Good morning. It's October 10th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Whose Will? And the music you're listening to is River Flows in You, for cello, by Ganoush Cello. Whose Will? For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. 1 Peter 2:15. It's a Saturday in late autumn, and remarkably, you and your wife have nothing specific planned. The children are grown and busy with their own kids, and those kids don't have a single sporting event today. You decide it's a good idea to ask your spouse what they would like to do this afternoon. You might say something like, "Oh, I don't know, I was kind of thinking that kicking back, having a beer and a pizza and watching football on TV would fit the bill." Your wife might look at you and say something like, "Well, I suppose you could do that, but there's a really cool event at the convention center all about landscaping your own backyard with cheap things like large rocks and gravel. You want to give that a try?" In a word, you might respond with, "No." Sometimes what we want to do conflicts directly with the desires of the one we love. Well, sometimes it seems that our will conflicts directly with the one we love as well. It's not very hard for us to truly desire God's will when it happens to be exactly what we want. But what about when it's not? What about when you know you should act lovingly to a coworker, but they just absolutely drive you to distraction? What about when you know you need to stay in a job you dislike for right now because your family needs the stability and the income? What about when you know you need to honor your father and mother, but your father is a relapsed alcoholic and your mother's an enabler? What about when you know your marriage is in trouble and you really need to work on it, but instead you flirt with the new secretary at work and stop for a drink on the way home just to avoid whatever conflict might await there? You know God's will because you know what's right, but it's not what you want to do. But there are times when you truly don't know what is in God's plan for you. Do you take this job or another? Do you take the scholarship for one school or take on more debt to go to the one you think would be better for you? Do you break up with your girlfriend or boyfriend because it isn't perfect and look for another? Is it finally time to retire, or is continuing to work better for everyone? You can dream up as many scenarios as there are people. Here comes the broken record for the 100th time. What is it that God requires of you? The prophet Micah asked this question rhetorically and answered, "To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Micah 6:8. An expert in the law asked Jesus what was required of him for eternal life. Jesus asked him in turn, "What's written in the law?" And the man responded, "To love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus responded, "Do this, and you will live." Luke 10:25-28. The task you don't like, the relationship with people who just rub you the wrong way, the job that doesn't gratify but pays the bills for now, these are times when you need to pause, rather than just reacting reflexively. God has told you that He, A, loves you, John 3:16, B, wants what is best for you, Jeremiah 29:11, C, will work all for good in the end, Romans 8:28, D, commands your obedience, John 14:15, and finally, E, commands that you love Him and love others as yourself, Matthew 22:37-40. Keeping each of these 5 points in mind, pray for wisdom. Wait for the answer. Don't be afraid of making the wrong choice if you're a believer. Faith grants you the indwelling Spirit, and if you trust the Lord, the Spirit will spur you to the right decision. Thank God we don't have to make tough choices alone. Thank God for His Word, because it makes His will clearer than we ever expected. Father God, when we struggle with trying to discern Your will for our lives, let us not make it harder than it is. It's not always that either of two choices is right or wrong, as long as our direction is guided by trust in You and understanding of Your desire for us overall. We will choose the path that glorifies You best, in the use of our gifts to alleviate the suffering of others. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.